perseverance, truth, and unity. The purpose of this recording is prayer for all humanity. Mary Baker Eddy stated clearly that she prayed 3 times a day for this very specific purpose. And although the treatments being offered are rather long if one is planning to do it 3 times a day, it is intended that these prayers, treatments, and thoughts are all for the purpose of encouraging the listener to utilize the creative ability of the one and only infinite mind to let the thoughts flow in one's own individual striving to pray for all humanity or for any other purpose. It's very easy to know the topics that are needed for prayer. All one has to do is to look at error, the belief that there is life, truth, and intelligence in matter in any form, and they come to us constantly all day long. Mary Baker Eddy states that we are barraged with suggestions of false beliefs, and we must keep on our guard constantly to combat them. The belief of evil attempts to mock truth and therefore knock out the perseverance that we may be exercising in our pursuit of the infinite progress, which Mary Baker Eddy states is concrete being. It also will try to knock out any sense of unity we have. What does that mean? It means unity with God and unity with all like-minded people who are making the pursuit of infinite progression. Everyone must work out their own salvation, but we certainly can freely discuss things of common interest in this regard, if it is with a like-minded person. In other words, one that is letting their own mind be put aside, for it is merely a suggestion of mortal mind, and to be seeking the one and only incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind. Mary Baker Eddy states on page 465 in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, in the chapter on recapitulation, chapter 14, which is really a summary of 1 through 13, she states that God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. She never states anything contrary to that definition. And it's not possible that she could, as long as she follows the Christ, because that was a divinely inspired definition, as is all of her writings. She may give a slightly different viewpoint because she may be focusing on a slightly different angle on the truth. Just as two different people may be viewing a beautiful sculpture at the same time, looking at it from a slightly different angle, or focusing on something, even though they're standing side by side, that is slightly different. There are myriad forms of everything, because God is infinite. Anything that reflects beauty is unlimited. So what is important about perseverance, truth, and unity. Why are they connected? As noted earlier, look at the different forms of evil. If one wants to know what to study about truth, about good, about perfection, about reality. So-called evil is very well organized. It is very perseverant. It is very evil, the opposite of truth. And it is very unified, in the belief of evil, and practicing, exercising, presenting itself in myriad forms. The variety is endless, and the adjustment to the opposite of whatever one is faced with in terms of truth, it's like it knows exactly what truth is and creates the opposite. If we want to combat and defeat the effect of error, we must do the opposite or the same with a different object that does error, evil, mortal mind, mesmerism, hypnotism, and all of those kinds of things. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, the belief of error is very perseverant in error. So we want to do the same thing, but change the object to truth. Evil sticks to its object, which is evil and error, and we want to do the same thing, except change it to the correct object, which is truth. Evil and error, the belief thereof, are very perseverant in unity. For example, the corrupt media has a list of talking points, and they give that same list to all the media that they control, which is almost all of them. So all one has to do is listen to one, and they know what the other one is going to say because they repeat the very same words. Are we going to look at the definition of God and repeat the very same words? Are we going to stick to truth and repeat it? Are we going to analyze it and make it our own? If we want to succeed and progress, that's exactly what we will do. We will tear it apart, do everything possible to figure out every angle of looking at it, record our thoughts, because so much new information comes forth when our thought is open and we're recording it, which means that we are focusing. If we do not follow these steps or cultivate these qualities of perseverance, truth, and unity, we're dead in the water. We'll go nowhere. In fact, we won't even stay stationary. We will go backwards, because progress is moving forward. So we cannot stay stationary unless we are at least going forward a little bit. Mary Baker Eddy, in one of her poems, the first line of which is "Eternal mind, the potter is," she is giving us the big clue that we must let eternal mind be the one that is forming our thoughts. Many intelligent people have stated that thought controls the experience. These are people that don't even attribute themselves to being Christian Scientists. But they are in that respect because they're seeing the truth. And the only truth is through science, the science of Christianity. Christianity is nothing more than the golden rule. How would we like to be treated? How do we want to be treated? How have we been treated? If we had our preference. Here's the complete first verse of this hymn, number 51. Eternal mind the potter is, and thought the eternal clay. The hand that fashions is divine. His works shall pass away. Man is the noblest work of God. His beauty, power, and grace, immortal, perfect, as his mind reflected face to face. The lyrics of the entire music is available. Referring to definitions, Noah Webster defines perseverance as persistence in anything undertaken, continued pursuit or prosecution of any business or enterprise begun, applied alike to good or evil. Perseverance keeps honor bright. Patience and perseverance overcome the greatest difficulties. In theology, continuance in a state of grace to a state of glory, sometimes called final perseverance. As probably everyone realizes, the problem with perseverance is that little thing on page 588 in Science and Health, under the definition of I or ego. Divine principle, spirit, soul, incorporeal, unerring, immortal, and eternal mind. There is but one I or us, but one divine principle or mind governing all existence. Man and woman unchanged forever in their individual characters, even as numbers which never blend with each other, though they are governed by one principle. All the objects of God's creation reflect one mind, and whatever reflects not this one mind is false and erroneous. Even the belief that life, substance, and intelligence are both mental and material. And this is capped off a little further down with the next one. I am God, incorporeal and eternal mind, divine principle, the only ego. And a little further down, intelligence, substance, self-existent and eternal mind, that which is never unconscious nor limited. Further down, Jesus, the highest human corporeal concept of the divine idea, rebuking and destroying error and bringing to light man's immortality. Kingdom of Heaven, the reign of harmony in divine science, the realm of unerring, eternal, and omnipotent mind, the atmosphere of spirit, where soul is supreme. Knowledge, evidence obtained from the five corporeal senses. Mortality, beliefs and opinions, human theories, doctrines, hypotheses, that which is not divine and is the origin of sin, sickness, and death, the opposite of spiritual truth and understanding. Man, the compound idea of infinite spirit, the spiritual image and likeness of God, the full representation of mind. Mind, the only I or us, the only spirit, soul, divine principle, substance, life, truth, love, the one God, not that which is in man, but the divine principle or God of whom man is the full and perfect expression. Deity, which outlines but is not outlined. Morning. Light, symbol of truth, revelation, and progress. Mortal mind, nothing claiming to be something, for mind is immortal. Mythology, error creating other errors, a suppositional material sense, alias the belief that sensation is in matter, which is sensationless, a belief that life, substance, and intelligence are in and of matter. The opposite of spirit, and therefore the opposite of God or good. The belief that life has a beginning and therefore an end. The belief that man is the offspring of mortals. The belief that there can be more than one creator. Idolatry. The subjective state of error. Material senses. That which neither exists in science nor can be recognized by the spiritual sense. Sin, sickness, death. We are providing, for download purposes, a variety of definitions from the glossary, which are a little more comprehensive than the ones that are read, and it's encouraged that each one of those be studied, because they either clearly define the path of truth we should be pursuing, or they are an alert to decoys wherein we are permitting a personal sense of ego to enter into our path of experience. Another thing that we need to be aware of has been brought out by Mary Baker Eddy, where she says the human mind does not want to admit that it has been wrong, and therefore there is a fight to the bitter end for so-called mortal mind to survive. In other words, not recognize that it has been wrong. When we are perseverant, it often indicates that we are very strong-willed, with a strong determination, and those can be very good qualities if they are directed in the right path. If they are out of that path and they are being pursued, then it is very detrimental. There basically can be no progress at all, and we may be reversing our present progress if we let a personal sense of ego be entertained, period. Following are some brief excerpts from articles that have been selected that are written by Mary Baker Eddy. In one of the 16 books, other than Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, Mary Baker Eddy has unpublished writings, and one of the more important ones is called Miscellaneous Writings. Beginning on page 259, she has an article entitled Truth Healing. The first paragraph is as follows. The spiritual elevator of the human race, physically, morally, and Christianly, is the truism that truth demonstrates good and is natural, while error or evil is really non-existent and must have produced its own illusion. For it belongs not to nature nor to God. Truth is the power of God which heals the sick and the sinner, and is applicable to all the needs of man. It is the universal, intelligent Christ idea illustrated by the life of Jesus, through whose stripes we are healed. By conflicts, defeats, and triumphs, Christian Science has been reduced to the understanding of mortals and found able to heal them. The next one is the same book, Miscellaneous Writings, page 346, Truth versus Error. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. It is a rule in Christian Science never to repeat error unless it becomes requisite to bring out truth. Then lift the curtain. Let the light and countermand this first command of Solomon. Quote, answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. End of quote. A distant rumbling and quivering of the earth foretell the internal action of pent-up gas. To avoid danger from this source, people have to escape from their houses to the open space. A conical cloud, hanging like a horoscope in the air, foreshadows a cyclone. To escape from this calamity, people prepare shelters in caves of the earth. They who discern the face of the skies cannot always discern the mental signs of these times and peer through the opaque air. Where my vision begins and is clear, theirs grows indistinct and ends. The third and final item is a poem on page 70 of the Book of Poems entitled Truth, and it will be read in its entirety. Beyond the clouds, away in the dim distance lay a bright and golden shower at sunset's radiant hour. Like to the soul's glad immortality, making this life divine, making its waters wine, giving the glory that I cannot see. In God there is no night. Truth is eternal light, a help forever near, for sinless sense is here. In truth, the life, the principle of man, away then, mortal sense, then error gets thee hence, thy discord near in harmony began. Immortal truth, since heaven rang, the white, the glad stars sang, to hail creation's glorious morn, as when this babe was born. A painless heraldry of soul, not sense, shine on our wildered way. Give God's idea sway, and sickness, sin, and death are banished hence. The end. The primary thought we need to deal with when considering the terms perseverance, truth, and unity is that our unification must not be with personal sense, and therefore displaying a sense of personal will and ego, but it must be with the divine will of God, as defined in a number of these glossary definitions that have been included and available for download. Nothing was really mentioned of prayer for all humanity specifically in this treatment, but it was inspired by the universal need, as well as the individual and collective need, to be thinking seriously about these three words: perseverance, truth, and unity. As Mary Baker Eddy said, if Christian Scientists do not do their work, the entire world population will be involved in a dark ages period in history that will be longer than mankind has ever known in any way. The dimming of the sun already began. Just as Mary Baker Eddy was able to combat the weather when it approached her home in Concord, New Hampshire, titled The Pleasant View Home, if we are unified, we can negate the geological signs that are indicating that the sun is dimming. This, of course, would be coupled with a very severe challenge in providing world population food, because the food growing depends upon the sun. If you've ever been to Alaska, you will realize that in the summer, when they have no really dark nights, they have the most phenomenal size vegetables and so forth that grow, and they set all records. Imagine if we had sun 24 hours a day, or at least light, what that would do to our food supply. Well, the reverse is what we're experiencing now, and that is the sun is actually dimming. We have the tools. We have the challenge. We have the guide from Mary Baker Eddy and other inspired students of Mary Baker Eddy's writings. We have all the kinds of tools in terms of technology that one can imagine, including instant communication around the world. And maybe sometime it will be available on an intergalactic basis. We have instant communication in many ways, written form, audios, even videos. There are databases that contain an almost unlimited amount of information so that we can capture and retrieve what we desire to assimilate on a particular topic. And of course, just the materials that are available from our website for Christian Science is a library that would keep one busy for a lifetime. And I'm talking about the infinite life. Just like Mary Baker Eddy refers to infinite progression is concrete being. There is no door that is closed to the open thought. The Mary Baker Eddy Institute website gives one everything they need in order to challenge and successfully succeed against what we are faced with at this moment. We are on the precipice. It is an individual decision on which way we go. If we do nothing, we will fall down the crevice. The black hole, never to be recovered. If we are sharp and on our toes, and we challenge it consistently, systematically, and in a structured manner, by utilizing what Mary Baker Eddy states on page 146, beginning on line 31, which states, divine metaphysics is now reduced to a system, to a form comprehensible by and adapted to the thought of the age in which we live. This system enables the learner to demonstrate the divine principle upon which Jesus' healing was based, and the sacred rules for its present application to the cure of disease. That's from Science and Health. It is very logical that by disease, Mary Baker Eddy means any and everything that is ungodlike. Anything that has any flaw whatsoever. Because she states that spirit is the only substance and that spirit is flawless. Not only that, but transparent and reflective. So it is up to each one of us individually. Are we going to be like the founding fathers of America said? And do the right thing when they said, here it is, we've given you the Republic of America. It's up to you to keep it. Or are we going to be like someone else said, and that is that the difference between success and failure is dependent upon what good men do when the call comes. Are they going to ignore it and let it fall, whatever the topic is? Or are they going to face it and solve the problem and stand with the firm grasp of truth to protect it? It is up to each one of us to do it. We are each a raindrop that can start a flood of truth, or we can just let the sun dry us up and disappear into nothingness. As Mr. Rawson stated, there is nothing but God. Amen.